The last day of the 2018 Lionfish Challenge is Labor Day, and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokeswoman Amanda Nally says it's going well so far.
We've had a record number of 678 people who have registered for the program. So far, we've had over 14,000 lionfish removed as part of the program, and we expect those numbers to go up. A lot of people hold on to their lionfish tails until they get a little bit closer to the end. And so hopefully we'll be seeing those numbers shoot up really fast here in the last few weeks of the program.
This year's challenge also includes a new element, about 300 to 400 tagged lionfish that are worth up to $5,000 in prizes. Nally says these specific lionfish were tagged underwater by the FWC at artificial reefs across the state.
So when our teams went underwater and tagged lionfish, they're also down there removing other lionfish. So, you know, that's an opportunity for them to continue those efforts in removal. Then the other aspect of this is that, yes, while we were leaving some fish in the water that were tagged, the goal here is to encourage a far greater removal than what was tagged by the public. And so, you can just look at the numbers and see that it's definitely been working in terms of getting people in the water and getting people to submit and remove lionfish.
And Nally says another extra benefit of the tag lionfish is tracking their location across the state. So far, 54 tag lionfish have been caught across Florida. Nally says a map is now available on the FWC's website for the public to get a general idea of where to look for more. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.